Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional. Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Today, our topic is very exciting. I'm sure you'll be happy about it. Diabetes. We are going to talk about diabetes type 2. Everything about diabetes we want to talk about. What is diabetes? Diabetes is a disease that occurs when the pancreas does not produce enough insulin, or when the body cannot effectively use the insulin it produces. This results in abnormal levels of sugar in the blood, which is harmful to the body. That is what we call, the layman will say sugar disease. You see, in the man will say secret dolo. That means that you have, when you eat, the end product, it turns into sugar, and the body must produce some chemical called insulin, and the insulin will have to take it up, run into the cell, and the body will use it for energy, respiration, and metabolism, and other stuffs in the body. And then the excess can be stored in the liver, and then some too can be stored as fat. But when you have diabetes, it means that your body is not producing enough of the insulin. Or sometimes the insulin is being produced, but the insulin is being resisted by the cells. Sorry, this is quite technical, but that is what it means. The cells, the insulin is not able to, you know, effectively use the insulin that is produced by the body. When that happens, the sugar level in the blood keep increasing because you are eating and the body is not utilizing it. So the sugar level increase in the blood, and that causes a lot of problems that we'll talk about later. Now, who is at risk of diabetes? Who is at risk of diabetes? Very good question. Especially overweight people, genetics, and older age. People who are overweight have more trouble in keeping balance in insulin production and sugar uptake, which results in high sugar levels in the blood. Normally, we think that diabetes is for those who are rich. In Ghana, the perception we have is that diabetes is rich sickness. It's those who are rich. You see, it's kafoya, that's what we say it in Chi. It's kafoya, that is rich people's sickness. Because initially, it used to be among the affluent, those who have money and they eat. But it's not as it is said. Everybody is at risk. Children, adolescent, young adults, adults, the aged, we are all at risk of diabetes. What are the risk factors of diabetes? What are the risk factors of diabetes? The risk factors of diabetes are either modifiable or non-modifiable. The modifiable factors are those that one has control over, which means you can work on it to reverse the diabetes. You see it? That one is modifiable. That means you can modify your situation to escape or to dodge the diabetes. So we call it modifiable factors or risk factors. And this include consumption of diets high in sugar. That's why initially people think it's a sickness for the affluent, for the rich people, because they eat drinks, chocolates. The poor man in the village doesn't eat chocolate and all those things. So why should he get diabetes? So sometimes they wonder, we don't eat sugar, we don't eat chocolate, we don't drink this, so why will we get diabetes? because the understanding is that diabetes for the rich people. So consumption of diet high in sugar is a multiple risk factor. And then physical inactivity is also a risk factor. And then overweight, obesity. The non-modifiable factors are factors that one has no control over. These include family history of diabetes, your genetic makeup, your father, mother, bloodline have diabetes. So you stand a chance of getting diabetes as you grow. That one is not your fault. And then aging itself is also a factor. As you age, that's why all these are non-modifiable factors or risk factors. And then history of diabetes during pregnancy. You see, when some ladies get pregnant, they get some complications, and one of them is diabetes. When you are like that, your chance of getting diabetes is quite on the high side. You know, yes. How do I know if I have diabetes? Very good question. How do I know if I have diabetes? Because many people have diabetes, but because they have not been educated to know, if you see A, B, C, it means you have diabetes. So they don't know. They don't know. So they may have their symptoms, but they ignore it. Because for them, to them, it's one of those animals that comes and goes. You see, you may not know you have diabetes until it is clinically confirmed by a health worker. However, the following are signs and symptoms of diabetes. Frequent tests, we call it polydipsia. You've been drinking water, and then frequent urinating. As you drink water, you are urinating the same time. You can go and urinate about 5-6 times in the night. Daytime, the same. You'll be urinating. Every now and then you are urinating. Every now and then you are urinating. It may be a sign of diabetes. So frequent urination, that is polyuria. All these are all the signs that you are having diabetes and you need to come to the hospital for a proper checkup to confirm or otherwise. You see? And then blurred vision can also be a sign. Feeling tired always, because your sugar is in your blood, the body is not utilizing it. So you feel tired, you feel weak, you feel you are tired. Meanwhile, you have not done anything. You see, feeling tired always. Unexplained weight loss. You are losing weight because the sugar is supposed to go into the blood for the body to utilize it. But either the insulin is not enough to take off this sugar, or the insulin is not able to take the sugar into the cells for metabolism to take place. So you'll be losing weight. You'll be losing weight. And you can't explain. No, I don't feel any pain. You know, and you are losing weight. So this may be the signs and symptoms of diabetes. What should I do if I have any of the signs and symptoms of diabetes? The best thing to do is visit the nearest facility, health facility, and speak with a healthcare worker. Get screened for early detection and effective management. You see it? Don't waste time at all. Just come to the hospital and then we'll walk you through some one or two to confirm or otherwise. What are the complications of diabetes? When the sugar is regularly high in your blood vessels, it damages them. It can give complications all over in the body because blood vessels are everywhere, like the kidney, the eyes, the heart, the feet, and the brain. If diabetes progresses without appropriate management, it's very dangerous. It can lead to the following complications: loss of sight, foot ulcers, wounds that may not heal. You see it? Unexplained weight loss, kidney failure, heart attack, stroke, numbness of the hands and the feet, impotence in men. Men can't have erection. They don't understand. When they go to their wives or their lady, they can't perform. Some, they will do everything that will not stand. Sometimes when it stands, then it goes down again. It may be a sign or a complication of diabetes that have been poorly managed that you may not be aware of. You see? And then amputation, because if the wounds or the sores come on your leg for a long time, it tend to destroy the cells around, I mean the bones. You see, it had a devastating effect, necrotizing into the tissues. But I realize it has taken up a lot of the affected area. So the only way to do is to what? Amputate the leg. So one of the complications of diabetes is amputation. You have to cut off your leg, depending on the level, below knee level, above knee level. Sometimes we only cut the toe where the sore is. And then the death of the patient can be a complication of what? Diabetes. If I have diabetes, how can I avoid complications? Very good question. Most important in treating diabetes type 2 is to lose weight if you are overweight. Your production of insulin can be too little for your current weight. But when you go back to more normal weight, your sugar and insulin can become more in balance. You can even be cured of diabetes type 2. And then I know people who have diabetes and they've lived over 89 years, some are 90, some are 60, some are 70 something, and no complications. Some are even 80 years because they adhere to the advice of the hair care provider. So if you have diabetes and you want to avoid the complications, number one, adhere to the advice of your health caregiver. Number two, take your medications regularly and religiously. Don't joke your medication, because the medication helps in managing or controlling the sugar. And when the sugar is controlled, then complications are also controlled. Honor your hospital appointment and check up on time. When your drugs are getting finished, when you have been asked to come for medical checkup or appointment, don't joke with it. You come, we walk you through some tests and be sure whether you're not getting complications. You see, we check your kidney, we check your lipid profile, we check your eye, we check your A1C, all these things just to be sure that the sugar is well controlled, or the long lasting effect of the sugar level in your blood. So the random blood sugar is not enough. But when we do some other tests, the A1C, that one will help us to know whether your sugar or your diabetes is well managed. You see, yes, these are very important. And then stick to your dietary advice. Stick to dietary advice. Whatever you have been asked to eat, eat it. What you have been asked to avoid, avoid. What you have been asked to eat in moderation, do same. So every advice that has been given to you by the dietitian in the clinic, or the nutrition in the clinic, or your doctor or your nurse, stick to it to avoid any complications. It will be difficult because, see, you have gotten used to a particular food for a long time, and then you have to now adjust and modify your eating habit. It won't be easy. But as you keep doing, you get used to it. Bear in mind that you do all this with a purpose to get your sugar levels more normal, to reduce chances of complications. Now, what will a dietitian advise with having diabetes with regards to your meals? When you are referred there, basically what they do is they make sure you cut off or reduce, if possible, your intake of sugar or anything which is full of sugar, like chocolate, biscuits, and Coke, the fizzy drinks. They have a lot of sugar. And then also your staple food, banku, kenke, tz, kokonte, and all that. These are high in sugar after digestion has ended. So the advice is that you even have to divide it into three or four. So if you take, let's say, 3 bowls of kenke or 3 bowls of banku, they may advise you to take one instead of the 3, and then you augment the rest with vegetables so that you can be full. Otherwise, you may also think that because we used to take in two or three balls of kenke or banku or a certain size of fufu, if you don't get it, you don't get satisfied. And that can be a problem. So you divide your food, your staple food, into two or three. Then you take one and take two off and then augment the other with more vegetables. And then, like I said earlier, you reduce or stop, if possible, the sugar meals, Coke, Fanta, all those fizzy drinks, and then chocolate, and then anything which is high in sugar. Another advice is to do exercise. On the exercise, we don't advise you to do what you are not used to. We advise that you start gradually. Some, you start by walking at least 30 minutes, 1 hour a day, or even in a week, if you can do about thrice a week. And then when your body gets used to, you can now increase it with brisk walking. When your body is getting used to, you can now do the jogging other thrice a week. If you can even do it every day, that's fine. Also depends on your tolerance level. Unfortunately, some people, when you advise them to do exercise, then they want to start right away by running, and they end up bringing them to the hospitals with a lot of complications. I remember one of them was asked to do exercise. He went and wore his boots and went to the field. He got injured. He had a lot of blisters on the feet. And then he was brought back almost collapsing. So we advise that you start gradually with your tolerance level. And then as you increase the tempo, you yourself will know that you are getting along with how you can tolerate. And then you go. So in a week, if you can do thrice a week, some do swimming, some cycling, some brisk walking, some even play football, depending on your tolerance level. And any tennis, long tennis, some even do golf, depending on what is available in your community. But basically, you can start with the brisk walking at least 30 minutes or 1 hour a day, either early morning or late in the evening. And then as you keep the tempo, you can increase it with brisk walking and then also jogging if you can. But the purpose of it is to also sweat. If you're able to sweat, that brings a lot of gains to you with regards to the exercise. Now, as I said, diabetes damages the blood vessels. So it's very important to also pay attention to other things that cause problems to the vessels. Smoking, stressful activities, or hypertension. See our other podcasts for more details. Now, can diabetes be transmitted from one person to the other? The answer is big no. Diabetes is a non-communicable disease. This means that it is not transmitted by disease or causing organism. So you have diabetes and you are thinking of somebody thinking of you. Doesn't mean you infect the person. It's not like that. Diabetes cannot be transmitted from one person to the other through physical contact, sharing personal items, or caring for persons affected. So you can't transmit diabetes. What can I do to prevent diabetes? Extremely good question. There are various ways you can do to prevent or reduce your risk of diabetes. First, most important thing to prevent diabetes type 2 is to prevent overweight or obesity and avoid food high in sugar. Eat healthy diet with vegetables. Eat high fiber foods. When we say high fiber foods, they are foods that the carbohydrate level is low, you see. But when you eat, you feel full. So you feel that you have eaten, satiety, you are satisfied. So that you don't eat more. That helps to to control sugar levels, stay physically active with at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise each day. You see, if your workplace, maybe you work in an office, and the office, you don't need to walk from one office to other because there's intercom. All you need to do is to call the intercom and then the person will respond. But because we're diabetes, the advice is that even if you can use the intercom, get up and walk to the person and walk back. Instead of you sitting down, use the intercom. At least when you avoid the intercom, and then you can walk across maybe about 20 steps, 40 steps to the person's office, have a talk with the person, and walk back 20 or 30 or 40 steps back to your office. Anytime you need something, you get up and you walk there. Don't use the intercom. You see, if you use the intercom, you may not be able to walk much, and then you will close from work. So all the time, you are sitting at one place. You see, sometimes you are watching TV, there's remotes. We advise that put the remote far away. Then when you want to control the volume, you get up, put the remote, control and put it down, and come and sit down. When you want to do it again, you get up. But the remote is with you, then you can't get up. You will sit down 2 hours, 3 hours in front of your TV sets, watching a movie, a documentary, or a program. And that can be very harmful. So physical inactivity is also not good. So you have to do that. Physically be active. And then maintain healthy body weight. Very important. Maintain healthy body weight. So this is what time will allow us on diabetes. To summarize, diabetes type 2 is harmful for your blood vessels due to a high blood sugar, often due to obesity. Keep or get your weight healthy. Stick to the advice of the healthcare worker. Reduce sugar in your diet. Exercise and take your medication as prescribed. Having taken you through this topic, diabetes type 2, I am trusting that you will be able to adhere to all the advice given you on this podcast. We are encouraging you to take the necessary steps, the discipline, the necessary action to make sure your diabetes type 2 is well managed for a healthy life and for a healthy nation. Thank you. This is Health Podcast in Ghana.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.